Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, we discuss Kyrie Irving, another what-the-heck internet graphic, Monday mailbag. Thank you guys to Snapback fam for sending in your questions. And then a new segment that Abe wants to do. I want to do it with him. It's called Would You Rather. Snapback fam, new app. Let's get it.
Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A play. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Bryant with the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman from Snapback Sports. Joining me today, and as always, is my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
I'm glad you asked.
You forced me to ask.
No, I didn't. You asked. What is on my mind is a lot of negative things that we'll talk about later in the show, mostly because I don't think the NBA is happening anymore.
Well, let me tell you what's on my mind.
I don't really think I asked.
I'm so upset. The golf tournament was so fun this weekend, and it just ended in absolute heartbreak. I forgot how miserable sports betting was. I forgot how miserable it was when the person.
Oh, you must have not. You must have. You forgot how miserable sports betting was. You must have not been betting on Russian ping pong.
I have not been.
It's electric.
Without further ado, though, our lead topic for today is Kyrie Irving, the man who spurned the New York Knicks, and the man who is now trying to spurn the entire NBA.
Wait, Abe, you missed two other teams in
yes,
the whole
he's spurned
thing.
A lot of people. Abe, you have very intense feelings about this man, Kyrie, so
no,
I will let you begin.
I want to preface by saying that what Kyrie said, like his message on why the NBA shouldn't come back, saying that once the NBA does come back, the news will go from these peaceful protests back to who dropped 30 in the playoff game, which I totally understand. What's very interesting about Kyrie's comments is the timing of them all, because there was a call, like, you know how like Kyrie said all this stuff on like a 100-player call?
Mm-hmm.
There was a call, like, I think a few weeks ago, when the protests were going on, or during that time, where they were really just discussing like the plans of how they were going to come back, just like the logistics about it. And Kyrie was one of the players that had a lot of questions. But they weren't really about systemic racism in America and other stuff. They were more so about the logistics of where they're going to stay, if they'll be allowed in and out. What he even wanted to know if he is counted as one of the 17 players on the roster, if he has to go and just support. Is an injured player factor into that? So he said that weeks ago, and then he comes out in another call and decides that he thinks that the NBA shouldn't even happen anymore. What changed in that week and a half is what I'm thinking. Like, he said, I'm willing to risk it all for this, and I respect the hell out of that. Colin Kaepernick, he risked it all, and now he doesn't have a job over it. But were you willing to risk it all a week and a half ago when we were finding out about all these details and coming, how you're going to get to Orlando and stuff like that? It's just interesting. And to what he said, though I do agree he has a point, did you see what Austin Rivers said?
Yeah, I have it pulled off of my phone right now. let me spark note it for everyone listening. Austin Rivers' response was, us coming back would be putting money in all of our pockets. With this money, we could then help more people, give more energy towards the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm 100% on board with that. Also, keeping some kids indoors, watching basketball games on TV instead of getting in trouble. Possibly even canceling next season could mess with the CBA, which would then essentially affect all of those things that he thinks could bring positive change. So that's it summarized. And yeah, I'm fully on board with Austin Rivers. I think that's the right message. It seems like it's Kyrie and Dwight Howard against a large population of players who want to bring back the league.
It's funny that there are so many quotes coming out. And I actually saw this weekend, it was like something about like Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, like the guys who are eligible for rookie extension. There was a quote saying like they might not be willing to play, and it's sourced Shams, like Woj's like little sister. And Donovan Mitchell quote retweeted and wrote "Stop it" as if like it's not true because the media can spew, like that's how you know that Woj is in a different level. You would never quote retweet Woj and call him out.
I didn't realize how much some of the NBA players hated Bleacher Report. I saw a bunch of tweets this weekend that were just like Bleacher Report lies, Bleacher Report misquotes. I had no clue that it was like that.
I mean. Oh, wow. NBA players hate the media? Crazy. Crazy concept.
So I don't understand where you stand on this. What you're like. Like, all you did was your. It makes it.
Yeah, no, no.
Like,
listen. What would Kyrie's comments be if there was a 7-foot sharpshooter on his team that didn't have a torn Achilles?
I don't see that at all.
What would it be if he wasn't hurt?
I don't think that has anything to do with it personally.
I don't either. I just think
so. You're just finding conspiracy here, but you don't believe any of them.
It's because it's hard to talk bad on Kyrie in this because his message is right, and I agree with that. And what's going on? But the dude has a track record of just talking and disrupting. He's disrupted everywhere he went, and it's interesting to me that he was so on board with it a few weeks ago, but now he's causing
all this trouble. You opened up by saying he wasn't.
No, I opened up by saying when they had a call about what was going on, he wasn't asking about like the problems going on in America right now. He just wanted to know how it was going to go down. Like he was ready to go in with it.
Well, that was also before the riots? Was that before George Floyd and the whole movement kind of took storm?
I mean,
the timeline's important. The timeline's important.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I understand it's heightened now. But this is not an issue that's been going
on for a few months. And I'm not calling you ignorant.
I understand. No,
I'm not
calling
you ignorant. I'm saying it would be ignorant to say.
I understand. No, 100%.
When something is going, it's going. And that's why they want to
It's just weird that Kyrie, of all people, like he's always the disruptor in places.
So I saw a really good tweet in response
to that. Not to mention, I don't agree with him. Like, I do not think that if the NBA didn't happen, like what is going to happen? Like, is all entertainment have to be shut down until then? People use entertainment and sports as an escape. People use this podcast as an escape.
I view it even the opposite of that. And that to Austin Rivers' point of not only the entertainment aspect, but you can make more of an impact with more money in your pockets and with the platform they have by not playing. They don't 100%. Get post game press.
What do you think? What do you think is more? What do you think is more publicized, these peaceful protests or game three of a first round series? Like they have this global stage because the NBA is a global game and they are some of the most influential people on planet Earth. And even LeBron wants to play. LeBron's like, can we hold the phone here? Like we can do both.
Yeah.
We can easily do both. I don't understand what one has to do with the other. And I agree with that. That's what Austin Rivers said. But you can go there, the NBA, some of the most influential people on planet Earth, and do something there. Make a stand during the pregame where the entire world is tuned into it.
Mm-hmm.
The entire world isn't tuned into a peaceful protest in Denver, Colorado.
I agree. I think one thing to point out about Kyrie, and I saw this online, I thought it was a fair point. He's kind of becoming Kanye in a way where even...
Awesome comparison.
But that's not even the bulk of the statement. The statement
where
is...
Where you just always think that he might be microdosing some kind of hallucinogenic.
Exactly. Where where Kanye has now been labeled as like anything that comes out of his mouth can be because he's crazy and he's lost his mind, whatever. Kyrie, because he said so much crazy stuff, now you just look at the messenger and not the message. When in reality...
That's what happens.
Right.
When you have that kind of platform, you got to be careful what you say.
Totally.
Or... Crazy
his
concept,
his
the media
message,
forms narratives.
His message is correct. We don't want to stop the momentum. But I really prefer, and not because I want to see basketball come back, I really prefer the way Austin Rivers thinks about it over Kyrie. So now the question flips to, what's going to happen?
The NBA is not coming back.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because it's just so interesting how all these like little things are coming up. Like, some people are concerned about playing for different reasons. Some people are concerned about playing
the bubble,
for Corona. Yeah, the bubble. Some people are concerned about playing because of the Kyrie and the Dwight Howards of the world.
Right.
So you have that, and so that's a little sketchy, because like, what if some top players sit out something like that? Not to mention, in the first place, I never understood how it was going to happen logistically. The NBA still has not come out and said what will happen if a player tests positive. What you and I know will happen is if Giannis tests positive,
nothing will
happen. Won't hear a peep.
But
if Avery Bradley tests positive, it's going to be a big, it's going to be something for LeBron needs to get over the hump for. You know what I mean? Like, we'll hear about that, but we won't hear about Giannis. And then I see a tweet that the Disney workers, so the Disney workers that are
our
there.
Our boys.
Yeah, boys. Snapback fam that's working down there. Stay safe. They're going to be allowed to go in and out of the bubble. What?
Yeah, the players were not happy about that when they kind of realized that.
How is that possible? Because the MLS has already started the testing. Like, I think the NBA starting the 23rd or something, they'll be tested every other day. The MLS already has a player tested positive. They were doing it. They didn't even start playing yet. So, like, I mean, we all know what's going to happen. If some player, if you're a certain level of player in the NBA and you test positive, here, take this under the table. You know what I mean?
I think the NBA is going to come back. It's definitely become sketchy, but we still have, like, what, a month before
they need
to be down there?
No, I think training camp starts maybe the first week in July.
Okay, so we have three more weeks. So much stuff. Remember, there was no season 3 weeks ago, and now there's a season and all these issues, and they got to work through it. There's one commissioner in the world who I do trust trying to manage all this. It's Adam Silver. So I still have hope.
I have different opinions on Adam Silver.
Why?
He's great for the game. He's done great things. The guy literally forced Sam Hinkie out of Philadelphia.
Oh my God.
He literally pulled him and plugged in a Colangelo brother who then proceeded to have burner accounts. The process was going just fine, and Adam Silver had to get involved. You know that's what happened, right?
I don't really think like that's
that's like a fact. That's a story.
I understand, but that's like 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you think I forgot?
Yeah, I don't know how that just came
because
up. Nor do I care about.
You don't think I think about that every time I see Al Horford rim out of baseline too.
But Colangelo, who's the GM? Didn't he get fired?
Now it's Elton Brand. He got fired because of the burner accounts.
Right.
But all went to shit before that. That was the Markelle Fultz. That was the trading up.
You wanted Markelle Fultz. You wanted all these moves that Colangelo made, and you guys hated Hinkie.
No. Yeah. No, I did not. No, what?
You guys hated Hinkie.
What? Do you know anything?
Yeah, I do.
Why did we hate him?
You told me 100 times you wanted Markelle Fultz. 100 times.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Sam Hinkie.
Right. What's your point?
Yeah, everyone wanted Markelle Fultz.
Right.
It was just, but it's
so. How are you gonna bring that up? And how are you gonna bring up Al Horford? I'm not talking about the Sixers tonight. This has nothing to do with anything. Adam Silver is a great.
Just know that no one in Philadelphia has ever hated Sam Hinkie.
Okay. Whatever you say. Regardless. I think the NBA
is coming back.
I think the NBA comes back, but now it is starting to feel like there's the asterisk is going to be placed on this title. It started.
Why? What's the difference now than what it was before?
It's just like now. It felt like a week ago everyone's all in, and now like a star might sit, a player here. Like it just doesn't feel like this. It almost feels too late to salvage this season. It's starting to get.
Well,
really
this was
late.
Always kind of like the target time was July 31st.
I understand. And now that we're rapidly approaching it, and we still have 6 weeks to go before even a regular
season.
I don't
really think that anything's changed. Like, yeah, it's sketchy. It might not come back. But I don't think that has anything to do with, if it did come back, how people would look at the champion.
I mean,
it is a whole new season.
Right. It's a whole new season. There's no fans. There's like, you know,
I'm trying to
got
think. So when did the NBA stop? Like, March, end of March?
Beginning of March, mid-March.
So, April, May, June, at the end of July. So, it's 4 entire months.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA Finals usually ends the beginning of June, so they have June, July.
Today. The Raptors won the title a year ago today.
So, June, July, September. preseason basketball starts in October.
Yeah.
Like, it's already been a full offseason.
Right. Like, it almost feels like just if we're going to do a whole thing, scrap it and start the season. Start the season on Christmas when it should start anyways, and that would be excellent.
That being said, I still want it to come back.
Yeah, I'm definitely for
it. Did you see that photo of Ben Simmons' arms?
He looks good. He looks good.
One of my friends said, I forget what he said.
Well, that's
less. It was like less weights, more jump shots, or something like that.
It wasn't that funny. It wasn't that
kind
funny.
Kind of a layup.
All right, on to the what the hell internet graphic of the week. I posted this on my Snapback Sports Snapchat story. The graphic is such, and this will be posted on Snapback Pod on Instagram, and I want you guys to put your thoughts. So it is Disney World teams by tier, teams that will be down in Orlando if the season does resume. Tier 1, favorites, Bucks, Lakers, Clippers. Tier 2, threats to those favorites, Raptors, Celtics, Rockets, Nuggets, Heat, Sixers. Tier 3, dark horses, Jazz, Mavs, Pacers, Thunders, Blazers. Tier 4, irritants, Grizz and Pelicans. And then tier 5, no chance, Nets, Magic, Kings, Spurs, Wiz, Suns.
Suck it, Kyrie.
This, I mean, we see a lot of graphics and we talk about them a lot.
I feel like this graphic is right up your alley.
It's fairly accurate.
It is so dumb.
How? I think it's one, like, we see
all
these
graphics.
No,
I have a problem with the tiers. Like, the names of the tiers.
Okay, all right, dude. That's not the point.
Like, what does an irritant mean?
Irritant means...
Like, why? What is the difference between... What is the difference between that tier, tier 4 and 5? Because to me, Memphis and New Orleans, no chance.
Okay, I'll give you what that is. The difference is irritant means they're going to play those one seeds tough and maybe get a game off them, maybe two. What?
So that means that all tier 5 are automatically getting swept? No matter what?
Pretty much. Or maybe they get one game, but they're not really, like, they have no chance of winning two games. And
okay,
I would
so
agree
in
that,
that case, in that case, I don't agree with that at all. I think the Grizzlies and the Pelicans, they're both going to go up against the Lakers, most likely because they have to be the 8. They're the same category. Like, yeah, they could get a game, but just because they have John Zion doesn't mean we're putting them in a different category.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Two, my other bugaboo with this. Dark horses. What? That to me is...
What's the
they
problem?
Can win a... Like, why are these tiers? Like, it's you can win the championship and then everyone else.
Because
who cares?
This is a tiered graphic. What
you
are
asked
you
me a question.
About?
You asked me a question. What the hell is the internet graphic? And I'm telling you, it's stupid. Like, can win a first round matchup?
What?
You want me to talk about the favorites and the threats? Is that what you want?
Sure. If that's what you want. We're breaking down the graph. Whatever.
The Heat.
Whatever
the
you
heat,
want. Whatever you
the
want.
The Heat, Nuggets, Raptors, and Celtics are not threats.
I don't know how you can say that.
With my mouth.
I mean, you're just being biased and
no,
hating
I'm not.
On
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I don't think the Raptors have a chance at all because I just don't think Pascal is yet. He could be. The best player on a championship team. I think without Kawhi, they don't have that guy. The Celtics, though they do have talent, I think they're screwed with when they play big people. They have no interior defense.
But you just you didn't knock them out there.
I'm not. That's why, because they have no interior presence.
No, you did. You said they were a threat, and now you're talking about them as a non-threat.
Yeah, they're not a threat.
But you just said that Celtics, Rockets, and Sixers were threats. So you're saying the Celtics
now
are not?
Oh, yeah, the Celtics are out.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say they were. Okay. My bad. The Nuggets. Oh, Mr. Serbian's got a six-pack. Come on. He just went from quarantine from a skilled big man to Serbian Kevin Love. I know you're so hype on the Nuggets.
I'm not that hype on the Nuggets. I think they're cutie. They're prototypical
cutie. The Heat, same thing with the Raptors. I don't think... I don't think Jimmy Butler is the one player that can carry a team to a championship. And I think the Sixers and the Rockets have too much talent. That's why they're a threat. Whether it fits or not, whether their system works, sure. But I think they have too much talent.
It's just, I feel bad for the people listening because
why?
Because you knocked three teams out of the threat category who are all have better records and have been better than the Sixers this season. But so Jack, I feel bad Jack, for people listening because no, it but, just comes off as.
But Jack, did you remember the conversation we had 5 minutes ago? This is a whole new season.
So
it's what happened in March and everything else is irrelevant.
But
it's totally irrelevant.
But that doesn't mean that the Sixers just become better.
That means, I'm saying, we have some of the most talent. Whether they figure it out is a whole different story. But even you said, we have the best starting five in basketball. Like, talent-wise, whether...
Yeah, one by one, but it doesn't fit. And just because those season restarts isn't going to make it fit.
When you have that much talent on the basketball court,
yeah.
You're a threat. I'm not sitting here and claiming the Sixers as champions. I'm saying
You have.
No, I say I think they will because I'm a fan. But right now, I'm saying they have to be in that threat category solely. And this is not biased. Look at the names in that
starting lineup.
I have
all of those teams in the threat category because I think that is a proper designation of where they land.
See, I would love to make a separate tier. Tier 2B, it's titled Cuties, and it goes Toronto, Boston, Denver, Miami.
I think the only cuties in that category are Denver and Miami. I think you can't call
hype on Denver.
Huh?
Didn't you text me about 2 days ago, Nuggets in four?
Yeah, because Jokic looks hot. But the Raptors just won a title.
No, I know, not these Raptors.
They lost Kawhi, but Siakam has filled into that role pretty well. And they're a deep team.
He's filled into a top three player in the world.
Kawhi's not a top three player in the world.
Top five, even.
No, he hasn't, but I'm saying he has definitely filled room, and their team,
he has been great for that.
They've been the, second best team in the East all year long? So, I don't know. I think that Eagleston's yelling at you. He's saying you're an idiot, and you have no clue what you're talking about. And
stop talking about what happened before COVID, because it is totally irrelevant.
It's not totally
irrelevant.
It's not totally irrelevant, though.
It's not irrelevant for seeding.
It's not irrelevant for anything. These are still the players that are going to be playing. Yes, any
right,
momentum
but how
you
they
have,
were. Yes,
sure, maybe, but how?
Like
they
you
were,
telling me what?
How they were playing is because of the players on their team, not because they were just on a hot shooting streak. We still have a 60-game sample size of we know that the Raptors are good because over the course of 60 games they have good players.
We know they are regular season good.
Sure, but they're coming off a title. And
no,
they're a threat.
No, they're not.
What do you mean they're not? They won the title last year. They have a bulk of those players.
You
and
can a
that
bulk.
Coaching staff.
But what matters at the end of the year? The superstar.
Sure.
So I'm not. I mean, yes.
Okay.
The Raptors,
so who's the Sixers or Rockets superstar that is threatening the title favorites? James Harden, who has literally never performed in a big time game, and then who's the superstar on the Sixers that you're talking about?
Listen, dude.
No. Time out. You can't make a statement.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Yep. And on the Rockets, your superstar, you're going to in the playoffs?
Stop disrespecting James Harden.
He has literally never made a big shot in the playoffs.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Siakam
scored the most points in game one of the NBA Finals.
Fred VanVleet went for 25 at one point in the NBA
Finals.
That's
my point. They have players who have that experience. James Harden, nope.
But to call this team the Raptors from last year is blasphemous.
I'm not calling them the Raptors from last year.
Okay. By the definition, yes, the Raptors won the championship last year. The Raptors are the reigning champions. Going into this playoffs.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You sound ridiculous.
What are you talking? I can't even have a conversation with you because all you say is Sixers.
No, I'm not. I'm literally not. I'm just explaining why.
Why are the Rockets a threat then? Let's talk about that. Because you want them to be a threat?
Excuse me, but Mr. CP3 fan, you're the one that keeps saying the Rockets were a game away. That was two years ago with Chris Paul.
And a good Clint Capella.
Oh, Russell Westbrook's not better than Chris
Paul? That was 3 years ago.
Russell Westbrook's not better than Chris Paul? Russell Westbrook today isn't better than Chris Paul was then?
It's debatable.
Please.
But their team is nothing like it was 3 years ago.
But you're knocking James Harden because he doesn't come up big.
Hold on.
But
I asked you to explain why they're a threat.
You're a Jordan fan and nothing matters unless you
win. Wait, why are they a threat?
Because they have, in my opinion, an MVP candidate.
Okay.
They have Russell Westbrook. The system. They've been close before.
What system?
Small ball.
Small ball. Men. Okay. All right. So that's your explanation. So when they have
Why aren't they?
Because they match up horribly with the Lakers and the Clippers. Horribly.
Because the Clippers go five out with them too. Who can stop Russell Westbrook one-on-one? when the paint opens.
Him.
That's
him. He can stop himself. I think at the beginning of this, I said all those teams are in the threat category. I actually think this is fairly accurate.
They
could potentially beat those teams in a 7-game series. That's all it is. Dark horse to me means the dark horses could beat the teams above them in a 7-game series, but that's realistically it. And the one dark horse that's up there that I don't agree with, I don't think the Blazers. I know they're getting healthy, and I don't think the Jazz anymore either. I was high on the Jazz, but I just don't.
The Jazz aren't high on the Jazz.
Yeah, the Jazz are not excited. But the Blazers, they're giving too much love. I know they went to the Western Conference Finals last year. I know they're injured. But you can't just snap your finger. Like, that's not how the NBA works. You don't just turn into a new team because you take a few, I don't know. I think it's a good graphic. I think the Mavs have a chance to win a series. I don't think the Mavs actually have a chance to win a series.
Wait, the Suns made it?
Yeah, they're in the thing. The Kings are in it. Like, they're just putting teams in them. I'm just done with the Sixers. I'm just done.
That wasn't a Sixers-centered thing. It's just I've always thought those teams were cuties. I have.
I know you have, and I need you to open your eyes and watch the past 60 games where those other three teams have been better than the Sixers all year long.
Bottom line, I think 5 teams can win the championship.
Okay. All right, on to Monday Mailbag. First question is from Nick Barrows. If you guys want to send in your Monday Mailbag questions, just text us 917-905-9069. Nick Barrows' question, besides Lamar, which 2018 quarterback would you start a team with? I'm going to start and point to what is Lamar doing down in Florida right now? Did you see what happened?
Didn't he just like truck stick a jet ski?
Truck stick a jet ski. I don't care, honestly. I love it. I love that the dude just likes to have fun. I'm not worried about him. I'm sure the Ravens will not be thrilled by seeing that clip. But he looked explosive. He's so fun to watch, even on a beach. To answer the question,
he is really, really fun to watch in the playoffs. I gotta give you that.
Yeah, he is. 500 total yards in his most recent playoff game is actually nuts. Wentz had what, 86 before being injured. Which quarterback would I start a team
with? The baby choke.
I would go with. I almost want to say Darnold. He just turns the ball over too much. He's been hindered by bad coaching. Like, it's really stunted his development.
Bad organization.
Right. It's tough. I mean, so is Baker, though. I'll for sure say not Josh Rosen and not Josh Allen. Josh Allen is so inaccurate. I don't think people understand, like, how inaccurate he is. It's tough to actually say Baker. He's in such a better system. Now he has better coaches. He has so many skill players. He was the number one pick. Darnold with a good coach, there's an argument for it. Who are you going with?
Baker. Because I'm a sucker.
But you're going for Baker because you're buying into the hype of the Browns, and that's not.
No, I'm not. Baker's also the best quarterback out of all of them.
But you're saying straight tools. You think he's the best quarterback?
100%. The guy set the rookie record for passing touchdowns.
But that has nothing to do with what I'm talking.
The talent is there. What do you? That has to do with the talent.
No, that has to do with, once again, that has to do with he has more weapons. He has more players around him.
I mean, Josh Allen has plenty around him to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Josh Allen. This question is more Darnold or Baker.
What? The question literally says...
I know, but we're not considering Josh Allen.
Oh, I would
Allen.
Take... Why? I would.
You would take Josh Allen over over Darnold?
Yeah, why not?
As a quarterback?
I mean,
have you ever watched Josh Allen throw a football?
Yeah, but I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying, like, I'm not throwing Josh Allen out like that. I know you hate Josh Allen. I don't hate him as much as you do. You also had bad experiences in Madden with him.
No, we won a Super Bowl with him. Would you want Mitch Trubisky as your quarterback?
Come on.
Because that's Josh Allen this year. That's Josh Allen this year. I'm just warning you.
I think you're saying the Bills are the Bears.
They are the Bears. And a big reason is because Josh Allen, who completed 57% of his passes, is their starting quarterback. And if you can't throw, you're not really going to last in this league. So I'm going to go with, I don't know. I actually think it's a tie. I wouldn't.
Okay, you got to pick one. I'm going Baker.
I'm probably going Darnold. I think if you give him a good coach and weapons and an O-line, like, go back 3 years. This kid was the number one prospect. He was supposed to be the number one pick in the draft for a while. He has all the tools. The one thing about him is just his turnover tendencies. So, I don't know. We won't get to see this year. Like, they don't have
weapons.
Speaking
of which, a tendency that hasn't just been with him in the NFL.
Agreed. No. Fully in college. Fully in college. But that's where you would like a good coach to come in and say, hey, you got to stop doing this, this, and this, and that can help.
It's been a while.
Well, it's been 2 years. It's been 2 years. Plus and he missed college. Half the year. Yeah.
So it's been a while of him throwing interceptions.
But my point is,
it's kind of just his thing.
Gase,
unless he
Gase
gets eye
is not
surgery.
Helping him. Gase is not helping him, is my point.
Right. Gase
is
the
worst
coach. Himself.
All right, we're going to go to the next question, which is from Aiden Acornero.
That's an interesting last name.
Acornero? All right. Who has a better future, the Jets or the Giants?
The Giants. No doubt about it.
Why?
It's just leadership from the top down. That's not saying the Giants' leadership is anything to call home about, but I mean, the Giants, like, are, and I'm saying this as an Eagles fan, they're a reputable organization. They won Super Bowls before. The Jets did too, but I mean, come on. It's the goddamn Jets.
I don't view the Jets like you do. I think
now you can answer from a football standpoint.
Yeah.
They're both paying a running back, going to pay a running back. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is comparing.
Like, I don't know.
Piss to poop.
It's not. If you're a New York football fan, including the Bills, I'm not excited about any team and where they're going. I don't like Danny Dimes. Also has turnover problems. You can't fumble the ball 20 times. Lamar made the jump though. Lamar fumbled the ball a ton in his rookie year and then made the jump. I don't know if Danny Dimes. Who's their coach? Is it still that? Oh, they hired a
Judge.
Special team. I don't know. It's just like
pick
what
your poison.
Is
pick your
going
poison.
On.
I'm taking the Giants because one has a coach and the other one has a guy that has crazy eyes.
Right. If we could talk about this in 365 days when Gase is no longer the coach, I would feel comfortable picking the Jets. But for now,
I wouldn't. Who are they going to bring in? That's how you go. Oh, the Jets.
The Chiefs' offensive coordinator. The fact that he doesn't have a job is criminal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that just criminal. Shows the problems in the world. But.
Yeah. All right. I'll go Jets. Why not? I don't know.
Because pick out of the hat.
All right. Last question is from Luke Peters. Do you think that Dalvin Cook will be another Le'Veon Bell or Melvin Gordon situation?
So is that asking us, do we think he's going to hold out, get money, and then be irrelevant?
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's exactly what I think, Luke.
Like, we did the
I don't know who's going to pay him. Somebody will do it. They always do.
So, for everyone listening, if you've never heard of Sporkle, did you have a childhood? But it is a quiz, kind of fill-in-the-blank, trivia, whatever. It's some form of game. And Abe and I did a top 10 rushing leaders over the past 10 years, right?
Yeah.
20 years, past 20 years.
I didn't end up filling out the entire thing.
Yeah, so I got like 120 or something out of the 200. But over the past 5 years, I think I got like 46 or 48 out of the 50.
But who was the one you missed that pissed you off the most?
Michael Turner. I knew who it was. I just couldn't come up with his name.
What year was that?
That was like the 08s, 09s, the Falcons. Yeah, big guy. But if we just go back to 2016 or even 2017, like the turnover between the top 10 rushing leaders is insane. It's actually insane.
So what do you think? Answer the question.
So what do I think? Will Delvin Cook be... I think he's going to hold out. I think the Vikings are not going to pay him what he wants because he's... I mean,
actually, go ahead.
Le'Veon Bell is at least a three-down back. Gase just, for whatever reason, doesn't use him like that. So Bell's different than Melvin Gordon, but Cook, he's a two-down back.
Yeah, and I want to take back what I said about Melvin because I love the Broncos.
What about him?
I just want to take back anything negative.
So do I think it'll be another? Yeah, I think he's going to be holding out for a while. He's still going to – he is important to have on their team. And the Vikings are kind of stuck.
Yes, a good football player is good to have for a football team.
Right, exactly.
It just so happens if he's a running back, matters a little less.
Right, it just isn't as important. So I think he probably wants, what, $14 million a year? He probably should get $10 million a year, and he will get $12 million.
Dalvin Cook is holding out for Joe Ingles money. Right. Or something like that.
The greatest quote. All right. On to the final segment.
It's like Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, the high, or what you would call it. Evan Turner just became the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Final segment is Would You Rather. So these Would You Rathers we want you guys to submit. So once again, text us 917-905-9069. But the question can either be sports. Would you rather?
It could be literally anything.
Would you rather be quarantined with Antonio Brown or Kyrie Irving? It could be like that. It could be. And
oh
then Eagleson gave us a few questions. So we're going to pick our first one ever on the spot. Would you rather live in a zoo or an amusement park? Would you rather.
Well, let's do that one. Let's go one at a time.
On. No. We're not going to break them all down. We're going to pick. But we're just giving people examples.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather have Marino or Elway? And this is just like he's a Dolphins fan and he wants Marino has zero titles. It's for a reason. Would you rather your team win one title this season, but they never win again, or roll the dice? They could win zero. I mean, I think that one makes sense to kick it off with.
I'm going to say, I mean, that's easy. That's a roll the dice.
Fully roll the dice.
Like that takes away the enjoyment of sports.
Well, you really peak, like.
Yeah, but you and I are from respectable cities in the sports world that I think we could take our chances.
But you do have
you Giants and Jets fans, you might want to cash in.
No, Giants, but you do have teams like the Cubs didn't win for 100+ years. The Knicks, the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, if you're a Rays fan,
yeah, Jack, the Eagles just won their first.
That's what I'm saying.
We got a bunch of NFL championships.
You do have a bunch of NFL championships. All right, then we'll go to the next question.
Also, getting your heart broken is like some of the most electric feeling when you're a sports fan. It's part of the fun.
Looking back, it's definitely part of the journey when you finally win one. Like when you finally win one, all those years of suffering feel amazing.
Let's have a quick conversation about this. How long? Talk me through the grieving process of the Ravens Titans, and then I'll do the Kawhi shot.
Still going on. I said I was with my friends for the first time in 4 months last night. Social distancing, properly following the law.
Oh, I went to a restaurant this weekend.
And I said Ravens Titans loss was more heartbreaking than the Lee Evans drop and Cundiff missed field goal. And remember that's your guys' shot.
Yeah,
was,
you guys were playing with house money in those years. This year, you guys were 14-2.
Well, we weren't. I mean, however you want
to. You were a wild card.
We were that year. I don't know if we were. I think we probably won our division, but we were the 4 seed or something. Regardless, the Cundiff missed kick was to go to overtime and then potentially the Super Bowl, and the Lee Evans trap was to go to the Super Bowl. And they all disagree with me, but I said, like, I've never had more fun watching sports than this season of the Ravens, and for it all to just be, like, ripped away sucked a lot.
Yeah, so yours was ripped away pretty slowly. Like, it was over the course of a football game.
Yeah.
Mine happened in one singular moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most out of body experience I've ever had in my life, and it lasted for weeks. When the shot, I never froze in such a way in that before, and I, like, literally couldn't move. I just, like, didn't really know what happened. I went to bed just, like, confused. I woke up just like, like, did that really happen? Watch the highlight about like 50 times. It's, I mean, you always think about the what ifs in these kinds of things. So, and that's why rolling the dice is so fun. Because it's gambling. It's gambling.
So if you, not this season because it's complicated this season, but if next season, let's say everything's back to normal, and you could say the Sixers win this title, they never win again, and then you could kind of just focus on the Eagles forever, would that be enticing, you know?
That is a lot of stock in the Eagles.
It is, and there's already a lot of emotions. Stock. There is already a lot of stock that you put in.
I also had the Alshon drop that with the Saints and everything when we were doing it all over again.
But like, let me give you an example. If you're a Phoenix Suns fan, you're not saying, give me the title, and then I'll go root for the Cardinals, you know?
Yeah, but also, like, think about how much stuff changes in sports over time. Like,
the Phoenix Suns were good, you know.
Yeah, 10 years. In 10 years, the Suns, the Kings, could be on top of the league. Eh. Like, I'm not saying it will, but yeah, roll the dice easy.
All right, let's just close with this then. Would you rather live in a zoo or an amusement park?
That's tough because I'm not the biggest roller coaster fan.
Mm.
Love water parks. I'm assuming these is a fully functional amusement park.
Yeah,
like fully. You can go on the rides whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, living with animals is sick too, but like, there's some scary animals, you know what I mean?
Are they like caged in? Do they come out like Madagascar and stuff at night?
I assume they're caged in, but my mind has been going to the whole poop thing, mm-hmm. you know? Like, do I want to live where I just smell poop all the time?
Right.
So I'd probably say amusement park in that, but I think living with animals, like, that would be sick.
Amusement park to me is a lock. Like, have you ever been to Harry Potter World in Orlando?
Yeah,
Like there's sick amusement parks, and you have the opportunity.
I also haven't been to a zoo in a while.
There's better food. There's better food at amusement parks. I love roller coasters. You do get bored though. You do get bored, but also,
well, yeah, I mean, when you live at a zoo in an amusement park, you're gonna get bored either.
Right? Like, what are you gonna do? Start playing basketball with a bunch of apes? Maybe, I don't know.
That's kind of fun.
That would be fun. All right, Snapback fam, let us know what you guys think and send in your questions. Either DM us on Instagram or text us.
I want the would you rathers to get funny.
Funny. Like, they will get funny.
Like, get creative with these.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, fam. Well, we appreciate you guys. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Share with one friend so we can continue to grow. Abe and I are putting in a lot of hard work to this stuff. We got him editing some videos, so stay tuned for that. Don't
call me Martin Scorsese.
He was really excited about his.
I might put out my own documentary. I might go Jordan.
Maybe he will, his pod documentary. But that's all we got. Make sure to check out.
We'll call it The Last Record.
The Last Record. Make sure to check out Pack Wars on YouTube. And the people have been asking for Casey to come on the pod. What do we think? We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I can't jump into that.
He came on. He came on one time, and he did a little Premier League.
Some soccer. Isn't Premier League starting?
Premier League's back.
Should we give Casey 1 minute? A little
1 minute soccer. Maybe 1 minute soccer and 1 minute what the puck.
That's a lot of sports I don't care about.
So you made a joke about having a motocross segment, and someone DM'd me.
I got that too.
So, unfortunately, there will be no motocross segment ever on this podcast unless motocross wants to pass.
Listen, I mean, to our motocross fans, this might not be the pod for you.
Yeah,
we're trying to, like, we all want to be fam. We all want to like the same things. This might not be for you.
This isn't it, fam. Snapback fam, we'll talk to you on Thursday without anything else to say. Much love. Peace. Sure,